Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. This week, we have a very special series happening. Every day, we are going to be showcasing some of the graduates of our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification Program. We have our next Holistic Nutrition Program starting on October 30th. So if you haven't already enrolled, make sure that you join today at fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC. Now, throughout this week, we're going to be showcasing some of the graduates of the Academy, sharing their stories, their reason why they even got started in this industry, their biggest aha moments, as well as sharing what they are doing today as a graduate of the Academy. So tune in daily for some daily inspiration, as well as some insights into the Holistic Nutrition Program. And again, go to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC to learn more and enroll today. Now on to today's spotlight. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, because we are doing our very special grad spotlight series this week, we have Leah Busbridge joining me. Hello, Leah. How are you?
Hi.
So for everyone listening, Leah is one of our graduates of our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Program. She is also the owner of her own company, which is called Phoenix Fitness. And, you know, I know that your background, Leah, I want you to share a little bit more about your details, but I know you come from healthcare. You were actually a nurse and decided to completely shift gears. Would you mind sharing a little bit more with our listeners about why you made that decision to go from nursing? Because we actually have a lot of students, like a substantial amount of students that are in the healthcare field, similar to that, whether it's nurses, nurse practitioners, or nurse students and things like that, that decide to like shift gears and go more of the holistic health coaching practices. What was your reasoning behind that?
Well, obviously, I was a healthcare nurse in UK, England, for many, many years. I worked in clinics and I really, really loved it. And I have three children and I've always been into sports. You know, I did a lot of running and I did a lot of weight clinic as well, obviously, being a nurse, a healthcare nurse. But then we decided, up and all, we're going to go and live in Canada because we just, you know, we're getting into our 40s. We just wanted to complete lifestyle shift. And it's something that I always really, that was my dream when I was younger, to own a sports gym and have my own business. That was my dream. So our dreams were, when we come to Canada, we were both, me and my husband, we're going to pursue what we wanted to do and have a more life balance and obviously still help people, because I didn't want to get out. So I decided that, you know, I would do the fitness first. So I did the fitness experts with Fit Chicks, which I really, really enjoyed. I obviously qualified for that in the March of 2020, just before COVID and the lockdown. But I was lucky enough, once I did it, I managed to get clients just before the lockdown. So I went online, which was okay for me because everyone shifted online. So that was really, really good. And then obviously the holistic came out. Because I've always been into healthy eating, you know, I'm 47 now as well. And I've had three children, one just before my 40th. And I wanted to pass more of that knowledge on, because a lot of my clients, as well as doing the workouts and the fitness, they want nutrition. And being at up to 50s, hormones, you know, gut health is really something that I'm interested in, to help myself more and my clients. So that's kind of the idea why it was shifted as well and added the holistic to fitness.
Right. And I mean, it's interesting because I love that it was a real just like lifestyle change, like where you both just decided, like, you know what, we're going to move to a brand new country and follow our dreams. And that was it. It's just like, that's what we're doing. And that's really cool. Yeah. I think that's really, really like an admirable, because it's just, that's such a big change, not only for like, it's like you're changing every aspect of what you
It
know.
Was. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was a big change. Still getting used to it, but yeah, it's a big change. I love doing the holistic and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I also love the idea that, you know, you started out as a fitness coach because that was always something that you were really interested in. But then you recognize as a coach wait, I need to go deeper into holistic nutrition and health coaching practices, because you're right. It's kind of the, would you agree that it's the missing link for a lot of coaches? It's like you have the fitness side down pat and you're doing really well with that, but your clients sometimes spin their wheels because they don't necessarily have the nutrition shifts or lifestyle changes that match their fitness. So then therefore they're doing the fitness, but they're not getting the results that they desire. Did you find that at the beginning when you were coaching, and then getting the knowledge really helps you to enhance that?
Yeah, because I think often when we're, especially like in my age group as well, like I do have some still, I would say in their 20s, I do fitness for, but I would say as you get a lot older and obviously you have children, you know, the body works in a different way, and learning how that works holistically, as much as I did healthcare, it isn't something that I knew, you know, everything about. You know, I did weight in it, but that isn't holistic hormones or anything like that. And you know, you have to do, when you're doing the fitness, work out the nutrition. And it's not about going on those yo-yo diets, because you know they never work. So it's how the lifestyle outside works and what you're putting in your body, how much and how often you should do that, and the right foods as well. So it's another thing that I could recognize that my clients need, and having that knowledge, I could give them a better program or better plan. Or even if they didn't want to do fitness, because at whatever point in their life they couldn't manage that, they could at least do it nutritionally. And if you don't get nutritionally down, there's no point doing the fitness. So it's kind of, that's what I wanted to do.
I love that. And did you find, as soon as you started adding more of the holistic nutrition practices to your offers, to your programming, did you notice a massive change in terms of the results with your clients?
Yes, I did as well, because often they probably not eating enough.
That's such a huge fact. Yes.
Eating the wrong foods where they thought it was the right foods. Mm-hmm. And it was just shifting the mindset over to that, like the sleep as well, why that is important. You know, the stress levels is important. So it kind of is a lifestyle. And that's what I try to do before in my fitness, is to do the lifestyle. And to be honest with you, it's helped me understand food a little bit more, because as much as I was probably healthy, I did change what I ate and how I make food and how I prep food. Mm-hmm. So it's helped me along with my clients as well.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because there's a lot of people that take our holistic nutrition weight loss coaching certification, and when they graduate, they're like, yes, I'm able to help my clients, but I also completely, like, I lost 3 pant sizes, or I did this, or I did that, or my whole family eats differently now, just because you go into it thinking, I have this really good foundation, which most people do. They'll have, especially if they're in the health and fitness industry, they have some foundation, but then you still have these things that you're learning that you're like, I never knew that. What would be something that you feel like you learned in the holistic nutrition program that was like mind blowing? Like if you had to think back to like one, I know there's probably a lot, but if there's one in particular that you're like, I had no idea, and this is a total game changer.
I would probably say it was in-depth knowledge of gut health. That was probably the number one thing, because gut health just affects so much thing in the body, and it affects, you know, the hormones, you know, how it, you know, we all know how the toxins flush, but it's just knowing what foods to eat as well. So I think that was the number one thing, was the gut health, because that sort of does everything, and then you can work on all the others. So I think I really enjoyed doing the gut health and how that helps. Yeah,
I love that. I love knowing what the part was that kind of like spiked interest. It's funny, every one of our graduates in this spotlight series, if anyone's been listening, they all have a different area that they just love. Like the person I was just speaking with, they were just saying like the liver detox. And I was like, yeah. But it's like, it sounds so nerdy when we say it. We're like, I love learning about gut health, or I love learning about hormones. But it's like, when we learn about those areas, it's like we can completely change the trajectory of somebody's health, because gut health. If you don't have proper gut health, you can't support the rest of your systems, because your everything goes from your gut. Like all of this, you know, all of the processes happen within your gut. So
So I really sort of hum that in with my clients with the gut health, because a lot of my clients, being women, have a lot of bloating issues, and obviously gut health is a number one factor in that. So, and if you've got bad gut health, you don't want to exercise.
Exactly. Like the chicken and egg scenario. Really.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to anyone who is right now, maybe in the same scenario as you, where they're like, you know, I have a full-time job, or I have this career path. I've been on this career path for a long time, and I know that this is speaking to my heart, and I know that this is the right path for me. What was something that really helped you to kind of make that decision to shift, other than the fact that I know you were like, you and your husband were like, we're just going to do a whole lifestyle change. But what was something internally that you kind of, if there was anything that you internally connected to that was like, you know what, I'm going to see what happens, even though I have the possibility of continuing on the career that I'm on. What was the thing that kind of made you decide to really just leave a full-time nursing career to go full-time into this?
I just think because I can still help people with the overall health. And I've always done sport and fitness. And then obviously I have a lot of problems with my own hormones, and I had an autoimmune issue as well. So there was a lot of things going on with my own health. So I kind of was like, well, this is what I wanted to do. This is what I enjoy doing. And I can do this around the children as well, because I needed to be more present, because I worked full-time and with the boys, I wanted to be present more. So this is something that I can fit in. I did the training around, whether at school or in the evenings, and then I have clients, you know, in the day, or then I can shift in the evening as well. And then now I'm online, I could do a lot of the programs in the background as well. I don't need to be on back-to-back classes, which has taken a long time to do, because obviously I was doing a lot of back-to-back classes. But with the nutrition program, the holistic, it's kind of a program that I can do, but not, I don't have to be there every day, every 5 minutes, because we do check-ins at different times, you know. So it's the workouts can be done because I have an app. So it's something that I've evolved as I've gone on. Different routes, maybe, you know, I've kind of tried different avenues, and some things work for some people, not for others. But I just think you have to find your own way, and you have to enjoy what you do. So I think that was something that I really enjoyed learning as well. And it was really good.
I love that. And so, final question, what would you say to anyone who is listening today, who's thinking, okay, I am going to do this, but I'm a bit nervous. Is Fit Chicks Academy for me? Like, if they're not certain of which, you know, direction to go, or what academy to join or school, what would you say to them?
I think going with Fit Chicks is because we're all women, you know, we're all at different, doing different things. And it is, Fit Chicks goes all over the world as well. So there isn't just in Canada, it was different women all over the world. And we all helped each other out, especially when I did the fitness expert, because that was, you know, through the COVID.
Yeah.
We're all online. You know, we follow as we go along. And with the academy that you offer, where you can go through your modules, it gives you quite a long thing to go through all the modules at your own pace, kind of thing. You have got sort of deadlines to get it in by, but they're quite a long deadlines to get in. And you're both there for us to, if we've got any problems, or we don't know how to do something, or we're not sure about, we can always email you, and that really helps. And there is the Facebook community as well, which is really helpful. So I would say, if it's something that you really wanted to do, we're all women, and I think it's led really by women for women, and that's really helpful.
I love that. I love that so much. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your journey and your story. And for anyone who is listening, of course, we have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Program starting on October 30th. Go now to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC. That's where you can go in order to enroll today. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy. We look forward to working with you and sharing your success story with our listeners. And again, Leah, thank you so much. And now for anyone who is interested in learning more about what Leah is doing with Phoenix Fitness, you can check out the show notes below. How else can they touch base with you, Leah?
I have an app that's Phoenix Fitness on the Android, Google and Apple Play. And I also got a website, which is www.phoenixfitness.com, or follow me on Instagram at Leah Busbridge.
Awesome. Perfect. So again, check it out in the show notes. All the links are in there. You can reach out to Leah. You can connect with her, check out what she's offering, what she's doing as a graduate of the Academy. And again, go to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC to enroll today, get your success story on the road. And we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Leah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.
Thank you so much for listening today to our Grad Spotlight series. We hope this helped just show you what is possible as a graduate of the Academy. If you haven't already enrolled, make sure you go to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC to learn more about the Academy, about the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Program, as well as to enroll today and secure your spot. We cannot wait to welcome you to the Academy, and we cannot wait to see what success story you will create for yourself.